This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, hour number two of the big show. That means one in the books, two to go. Plenty more time for you to get in here and talk with us on Election Day on The Usual Suspects. Not that you guys are passionate, have any opinions at all, or you might be repetitive when trying to get your message across. But Barry's here. I'm here. Nick's here. If you missed hour number one, check the podcast, ESPN975.com. And, of course, download the app. Take us anywhere, everywhere, and try not to miss a thing. Got some good feedback from some people in some meetings with their buds in and reacting favorably to some of the things that we covered in hour number one.
Oh,
having
yeah?
Having some fun. Yeah.
Okay.
But we see our good friend on hold. We saw him live and in person yesterday.
He got out there and drank some daiquiris.
Yeah.
Tried to Alabama some folks.
So the big C. We'll get to the big C.
The old Alabama poke.
Yeah.
Try to put his finger in the Bama booty hole. That's what the LSU folks do.
Yep. And then he took
what they're known for.
Took
apparently.
A big gulp, and then he took his ass home. That's
yes,
all
he did.
He just stopped in to see us and have a drink.
From the text line, somebody said, I would rather listen to Barry speak on the effects of different breeds of dog pee on different types of grass than to hear y'all talk politics for 3 hours. That's from Bama Sully. So looks like it's all politics all the time from now on.
unless you got a finger in your ass.
Or dog
you're
pee.
Bama Sully. Somebody, watch out for those tigers.
Somebody suggested you can bring alcohol in from Mexico, so I think you can take it to New Mexico. It's newer, so it should be allowed.
That was actually pretty good.
Yeah, the trick to drinking out of a Wizenator is you have to squeeze the balls to get more flow. That's from Chris Householder. Sounds like he knows.
Experienced.
Yes.
Inquiring minds.
Barry, my wife and I stayed at a casino in Albuquerque for a wedding. Had to sign a waiver when we checked in saying that no alcohol will be consumed in room. If they found a bottle or beer, they can fine you up to $200.
That's ridiculous.
Also, no drinks on the floor. We were there 5 days. Keep the bottle in the room safe. Cheers, Adam and Beaumont. Yeah, damn all that.
That's ridiculous.
Man.
Especially when you're staying in a hellhole like that, you need to have entertainment, and most people on the road like to drink in their room.
I don't know, man. I may have to take... I don't know what to do. I really don't. Not that I need to be medicated every night and drink, but, you know, I got nothing to do for 3 days. I'm going to be in the road, and I don't want to gamble the whole time. So, oh, well. We shall see.
Okay.
You want to do this?
Yeah. Clarence. All right. You got your fun out of the way yesterday. We're not doing this 2 days in a row. So, it says you want to talk about the Texans' power rankings. What's up?
Yeah, it is actually the Texans. But first off, remember I told you it's two fingers, not one, and I call it two and a two.
Right, two and the
two. Right up there. Two and the two.
I call it Clarence right. The Shocker, but whatever. Okay.
All right. Now, Barry,
mm-hmm.
Yesterday you have mentioned
mm-hmm.
you had the Texans ranked
yes.
eight
yep.
in your personal power ranking.
Yep.
Now, I'm going to go down ESPN's top 10, and I want you to answer me and defend your position.
Okay.
Can the Texans beat any of these teams?
Well, hold on. First of all, Clarence, you're going to go down the power rankings top 10. Why don't you skip 1 through 5? Because this is going to drag this call out way longer than it needs to be. But
all
go
right,
ahead. Start at 6.
The Panthers.
Okay. I think the Panthers are better.
Steelers.
I think the Steelers are better.
Vikings.
Nope. Not at this point.
Eagles.
Not at this point.
And the Bears.
Not at this point. And let me tell you why.
Remember
how we talked about the Texans had their big loss to the Giants and what an atrocious loss that was?
Yep.
Remember? Guess who the Vikings lost to? The Bills? So
badly.
Don't tell me that these teams aren't vulnerable, too. They've lost to the Bills. They lost to the Rams and the Saints. They tied the Packers. The Packers aren't
Packers
great.
Should have won that game. That
should
was
have
the
won
Clay
that
Matthews
game.
Call.
Exactly. So, again, the Texans lost to the Patriots. A lot of teams are going to lose to the Patriots. So the Texans have two bad – a division game on the road against the Titans when the Titans were playing really well. And then they lost to the Giants, which is a terrible loss. So – I heard the blitz trashing me, and that's fine. I get what they do. That's what I'm not. You could make a case for me that one of those teams, the Bears or the Vikings, if you wanted to move them up. But what are we talking about? We're talking about one spot.
They're better than
rankings.
The Bears.
I didn't say the Texans are the fourth best team in the NFL. I said they're eight. So if you want to say they're nine, okay, well, let's just split hairs and be petty. And that's not directed at you, Clarence. That's directed at people in general that think I was out of line for saying the Texans might be ranked 8 in the power rankings. Oh, move them to 9.
No, and
who
I
gives
understand.
A crap?
I just
that's
you
one
to
spot.
Defend your position.
Well, everybody on that list that you mentioned that's ahead of them, the Redskins, lost to the Colts. Oh, I mean, everybody's got bad losses. So, I mean, the Bears lost to the Dolphins. So, these aren't great wins great losses for any of these teams, and they all have two or three losses. And the Texans have won six in a row. There's one other team in the NFL that's done that this year.
Which segment was the Blitz trashing you on? We need to play that.
Oh, probably several. We need to play that. Because I knew because as soon as I got there, appreciate the call, Clarence. I knew because as soon as I, like, the transition between shows, AJ was like, you really think the Texans are eighth best team in the NFL?
Oh, you know, at that point,
right,
you're going to get it on the air.
Because
at
I had
that
them
point, I was going to leave because I know there's no saying goodbye or anything.
I was like, I had them at 10. And, a couple of teams that were ahead of them lost. You move them up. That's how that works, right?
Did he mention where he had the Texans?
And I even said last week that when I did the Texans at 10, if you wanted to argue with me that the Vikings were better than the Texans, I would be willing to listen to that. That's fine. But do I think if the Texans and the Bears play that the Bears just beat the Texans no matter what? No, I don't. Because you know what? They just played a very similar defense in Denver with Chubb and Von Miller. And how did that work out? You can trash it all you want, but it's not like I just picked this out of thin air. I put a little thought into it, and if you want to argue one spot, that's one spot, but you're just being petty.
Look, it used to be, and you and I even said when we were picking the games, that this was the first week we were actually going to pick the Texans to win because they're starting to put it together. But again, and I wrote an article for it on Sports Map. We talked about it yesterday on the air. The fact of the matter is, you can't crap on the fact that the team's won six straight games. It doesn't matter how they got there. It doesn't matter if they had help along the way. The bottom line is, they've won six in a row. That's a really tough thing to do in the NFL.
Well, and then like last night when they were, or yesterday on the way home, I heard them talking about the Texans and how they had some good wins and they got lucky. Like you said, I mean, the Vikings should have an L against the Packers. Mm-hmm. The Vikings should have four losses on their record, but everybody's like, oh. I mean, look, I thought the Vikings were probably going to be one of the best teams in the NFL, and they've proven to be good. They're 5-3-1. They should be 5-4. So, I would be fine if you wanted to swap that out. But are you convinced that the Redskins are a better team?
I don't think the Redskins are very good. I still don't think the Texans are very good. But I don't think that that's my own personal opinion. And I can't argue with people that say this team has won six in a row. They deserve to be where they are. I can't argue with that.
Washington has a -12 and a plus-minus differential. A -12. Texans are a +32. Are you going to, that's not. So I don't know. I think if you wanted to tell me that you think the Bears might, I get it. The Bears are playing well.
I think the Texans can beat both of those teams.
Though.
You know, if you looked at what you were headed for preseason rankings, and you have the rest of the season to figure out what the postseason rankings are going to look like. But I think the Eagles and Vikings could prove to be better than them. And like I said, people probably picked both those teams to be above the Texans at the start of the year.
Sure.
But right now, based on where everybody's sitting, you can make a very strong case for the fact that you can put them just anywhere that you want.
Especially if they get Deontay Foreman back
get the running game to get some balance.
I tell you, man.
Adrian Peterson would have looked really good.
You were right about that.
Just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to continue to roll on. If you want to get in here, Clarence just did, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. You can also hit us up via text message on that line, or you can hit us up via Twitter, and we'll continue to roll. I do want to tell you right now about the people at Infuse Energy. I switched to Infuse Energy a little over a year ago, and people, I can only tell you what I know, and I know that they have saved me thousands of dollars on my energy bill at the house, and it has been just easy to do and easy to work with people and fantastic experience for me and my family. They can do the same thing for you. They're going to be 100% honest with you at all times, whether it be for your business or for your home. They're going to make sure that they ask you as many questions as you ask them because they want to know when you use energy the most, when you use it the least, and how they can help you best in getting the best rate, the best contract, and to make sure they take care of your needs. That's the way they do business at Infuse Energy. When you call, you get a human being, not an automated system, so you don't have to say no and yes and personal. You don't have to do all that stuff because you're going to talk to a human being, and that's what's refreshing because you know how many big-time energy companies have the automated systems. When you start talking to the person on the other end of the phone, you're going to realize that they're going to be friendly, customer service-oriented, and they're going to try and help you. You mentioned ESPN 97.5 while you're talking, and you're going to get a $25 bill credit off your first bill, and they go from there. It's 100% green energy at your fingertips. You sign up and get a green plan, which offsets your electricity use with renewable energy credits that also decreases your carbon footprint. And the fact of the matter is they're just like a good trusted friend. Even if there are times when there's another company in town that can beat their rates, they're not going to hide it from you. They're going to tell you because they hope that even if you don't go with them right away, you'll come back and go with them because you know that they were honest with you throughout the process. It's infuseenergy.com or 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732. Either way, reach out, get in touch with them. They're here to help you, and you're going to find out that just like I did, you can infuse energy into your life.
ESPN 97.5. Stream us on your car Bluetooth with the ESPN 97.5 app.
You must do it.
Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Mmm, steaks and Bluetooth. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're rolling. Hour number two, 3-hour show. It is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. It's Barry and Joel and Nick all in studio having a good time on a Tuesday. Election day. Handle it as you will. We'll leave it there.
That's somebody on Twitter asked us, I guess it was us, but when is Deontay Foreman expected to return? That is still up in the air.
Yeah,
no official word
yet. We
talked
and asked Sarah Barshop about it. He was eligible to return a few weeks ago. They had said he was still got to get through a lot of the different hurdles to get ready to be back on the field 100%. But, you know, hopefully with the bye week now.
Get off that pup list.
Yeah. Get there and get them some much-needed help in the backfield because, like you said and we were talking about, they get any kind of balance at all, and especially some power running, they could really give themselves a huge shot in the arm, as big as it was getting Demaryius Thomas. You get that running game going, that's a huge lift.
Man, I'm already excited about next year. When you think about having a healthy Fuller, Thomas, and
if Thomas is back,
well, he's got 1 year left.
I think it's an option year.
Is it an option year?
Or they can cut him.
Well, yeah, but I don't think they would do that. I mean, you need the depth.
Well, not at $14 million
a year. Okay. I got to look it up. I thought for sure he had 1 more year, but
I think it's either an option or they were talking about they wouldn't really lose much if they decided to move on and cut him.
Okay. I don't see that. It doesn't say it's a player option. It just says 2019, $14 million base salary, no dead cap space.
I was going to say, they could just cut him.
Yeah, and move on. Free up. Yeah, yeah. But as little as Will Fuller has seen and played, he's the Sean Lee of the Texans. So
the other thing is they would
like to hang on to him.
As advanced as the technology and the medical technology is to come back from an ACL, it's still a receiver that needs his speed with an ACL. So it could take some time.
Yep.
And, you know, you look at what we just said, Deontay Foreman, it's an Achilles, but it's still a guy that relies on his legs more so than most. And that's going to be a tough injury. It could take some time.
More news and notes. Kiki QT will not rush his recovery for the Texans.
It's just injury prone.
Yep. Aaron Colvin may return after the bye week, so that's good news. Great. No surgery for AJ Green of the Redskins. He will miss some extended time, though. I was looking at Redskins. Season's over for Paul Richardson, wide receiver for the Skins. He's out. Le'Veon Bell still a no-show. Leonard Fournette is practicing. And where was the other one? Greg Olsen, a limited participant in practice. So that's good news for the Carolina Panthers.
You were talking about the Redskins. Redskins lost 3 starters in that game last
week.
Man,
they did. So, a couple on the offensive line. Yeah.
So they're getting a little dinged up, too. And that's why you talk about a bad division. Everybody wants to bang on the AFC South. But, boy, the NFC East is just atrocious when you look at the Cowboys and you look at the Redskins.
Yeah.
And the Eagles have been struggling. And the Giants are, unfortunately, the Giants beat Texans. But other than that, they've been crap.
Here's how you know things are going bad. When you see this on the ticker for Buffalo, Derek Anderson set to start? ? And then for the Ravens, it says Joe Flacco won't be benched. So that tells you all you need to know how that's going for both of them.
And the Ravens have said during their bye week there will be no practices. They're trying to get it all back together for what they said is just completely a locker room in disarray.
That's a team that needs to practice.
Yeah.
They need practice.
Yeah. And before we get too far away from Monday Night Football, but it should have been about the game last night and how bad the Cowboys were. But at the end of the game, if you missed it, defensive back Kevin Byard got a turnover late in the game and pulled to Terrell Owens, ran to the star, decided to do a little dance, make a little love, dropped the football on the star, got some help. He said he was fully expecting to get hit by a Cowboys player. One Cowboy player came out to kind of shove him a little bit. But it caused a whole bunch of controversy, and you don't disrespect the star, and you don't disrespect America's team. You don't do this, you don't do that. And a lot of people chiming in, but boy, Ryan Clark this morning on Get Up decided to just basically speak some honest truths about the Dallas Cowboys.
No, you know why? You know, it's different now, right? Everybody's a showman now. Every time they get an interception, they run to the end zone and take pictures, and guys dance, and you get to do group dance. Celebrations are celebrated now. It's a different world. Back then, T.O. was one of the few showmen. T.O. was one of the guys that did things differently, and back then, the star meant something. That star don't mean nothing to nobody no more. It's just a nice symbol in a very, very nice arena. They don't play in a way that makes that matter. It's only America's team because we talk about them, not because they are feared, revered, or respected.
Mm. That,
boy,
is a comment. I mean, that is to the point, and that is just, woof.
He's got some good points, though.
He really does.
He's got some valid points. And somebody said, I loved Byard going to the star. Screw, quote, America's team. I love it when someone has the balls and isn't afraid to shake things up. Well, they're shaking things up, and then they're just disrespectful.
I think
it's a bit disrespectful.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's, you know, what are you going to do?
I mean, yeah. There's a lot worse. Some people like the cell phone celebration, and other people just don't care for it. But you know what? It's not even about get off my lawn or different generations. It's about, like you said, it's about being respectful of another organization, another professional team. Because we all talk about it being a business. But one day you could be a member of the Tennessee Titans, and the next you could be being considered to be a member of the Dallas Cowboys. And then someone in their front office goes, hey, remember the D-bag that decided to spike the ball on our star and do all kinds of dances? Well, we got two options. Let's go with option B.
Yeah, and the thing to keep in mind is when you talk about disrespect, it's one thing that, like, remember, was it Ndamukong Suh? Who was it that did the peeing on the quarterback when he sacked him? I forget who that was. It wasn't Sue, because Sue would have just stepped
Randy
on
Moss
his throat.
Pooped in the end zone.
Yeah, but somebody, Lambeau, like, lifted their leg and acted like they were peeing on a quarterback.
Yeah, I remember you're
That's
talking
the
about
kind of disrespect where you fight somebody. But running to the star and spiking the football and dancing on it, that's just showboat. And I don't know that that's that doesn't that,
what about spitting
that doesn't
in the face,
seem
Chris
like
Paul?
You huh?
What about spitting in the face, Chris
Paul?
Oh,
yeah.
That could be fight words.
That would be something you wouldn't want to, yeah.
No doubt.
All right. Hey, you know what? Christmas is right around the corner, and you guys have to make the wife happy. And I want you to make the wife happy, and I want you to do that with my guy who's joining us right now, Mark Klein with Klein's Fine Jewelry, because I know he made my wife happy. I was telling him, I have a free pass for the next couple of years because all I have to do is remind her to look at her finger. Mark Klein can do the same for you. Mark, how you doing, bud?
Man, I'm doing fantastic. How are you guys doing?
Outstanding. Another day, another beautiful time in this city.
Well, you know, diamonds, anything in jewelry. And, you know, we've been around forever, since 1969. My dad had the store. I started in 1990. I've been doing this thing 28 years. If you need anything in jewelry, diamond pendants, diamond earrings, diamond bracelets, you want something made, you want an engagement ring done, you want a loose diamond. Let's say you're at the mall for some reason, checking out a half price sale that's been jacked up to the moon. We say it's 50% off. But let's say you're looking at a diamond and you need a price. You can call me on the phone, and I'll quote you my price over the phone on the diamond. It's going to be the best deal in the city of Houston, plain and simple, every single time. If you need diamonds, diamond pendants, diamond earrings, diamond jewelry, you want to trade in, you want to sell the old jewelry that's just sitting in your box to go get her something else. Whatever you need, you call us at 832-316-1. That's 832-316-1388. Or check out KleinsJewelry.com. We're located at Fountain View in Westheimer. Been here since 1969. We're doing a great job for you.
He does do a great job for you. I can attest to that. Long before he joined our show, I went out. No one else in the city could do what he did for me and my wife. And, Mark, I appreciate you for doing that, man.
For sure. Thank you so much.
All right, there it is. Mark Klein, Klein's Fine Jewelry. If you didn't hear the number, 832-316-1388. Guys, I am telling you, don't go waste your money at the mall. Do not do that, because that's exactly what you will be doing. Give him a call. He will work with you. He's going to make her happy. That's going to make you happy.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back. 90 in the books, 90 still to go. Big show as we continue to roll on a Tuesday. Want to make sure that you guys realize that we always appreciate you, the suspects, and therefore we like to give back to you in more ways than just our valued opinions with substantial information any and every chance we get on a daily basis to make your lives better and for you to feel smarter in your sports discussions and political beliefs. But on top of that, we like to give back with things like freebies and giveaways. How about two tickets to see Billy Gibbons? Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top was the best-known guitarist lead vocals for the three-man trio. But now he's touring live and in concert with Matt Sorum, Austin Hanks, and Elwood Francis for the Big Bad Blues Tour. It's at Revenge and Music Center this Friday, November the 9th. You can get tickets if you don't win them at Ticketmaster Outlets. But I'll tell you right now, we've got two tickets for you right now if you're caller number 19. Caller number 19, 713-780-3776. 713-780-ESPN. Caller 19, you get two tickets to see Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top. Good luck.
I think I'm pregnant. My lower back is killing me. I've been having cravings. I think I'm pregnant.
Pickles and peanut butter ice cream? Or
just cravings.
Avocado ice cream. Have you tried that yet?
I still have it. I need to locate a good avocado ice cream and give it a shot.
Let me know how that goes.
I will.
Let's get a single chance in hell that I am wasting a cheat day on avocado ice cream.
I know. I'm talking all that jazz yesterday about trying to get in shape. First thing I do when I get home, go buy some ice cream. Shame, shame, shame. Patrick wants to talk. Where do Texans stand? Patrick, you want to talk Texans a little bit here?
I do, gentlemen. Hello, welcome. Thank you.
Hello, welcome. Thank you.
Hi, guys.
I just heard, you know, a few minutes ago, I heard a Packer fan talk about how the Texans are, he thinks they're better than the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
I take issue with that because I think it's very biased and unfact-based, especially when you consider that the Houston Texans came in this year with the 32nd strength of schedule, and the Bears had the 8th. Bears have a better defense. In fact, the only unit that I would say is even a tie of across the board would be the defensive line. Every other unit, the Bears, I think, have an advantage. And we've led in every game this year, and I don't think it's even close.
So you use we right off the top. So we already know this is Patrick from Chicago. We already know that you're going to try and make this what it is. But based on why we do what we do, we're based on opinions. Mitch Trubisky does not impress me. Mitch Trubisky and Deshaun Watson, I'll take Deshaun Watson. I love the Bears' defense. I thought the pickup of Khalil Mack was huge. And I've gone on this show and said how through the draft in the last couple of years, the way they have improved their defensive line has been fantastic. Kyle Fuller couldn't catch a cold if you gave him wet hair and a below zero temperature. But overall, on the offensive side of the ball, they're better, yes. But what I think right now is that they haven't played the toughest of schedules. They haven't looked great to me. And I think that the Texans could beat the Chicago Bears.
Okay. So basically, we came to a last second comeback against Aaron Rodgers, losing to you guys.
You lost to the Packers. Blew out the Bills. So why are we even having this conversation? The Packers suck.
You lost to the Dolphins.
There's a Packer fan telling you lost to my team and I think they suck. Then Barry follows it up with very good information in the fact that you also lost to the Miami Dolphins, who the Texans throttled. Next.
Please. Not even close.
Please and thank you. Please and thank you.
Please and thank you. Yes. Please. Appreciate the call, Patrick.
Yep. Thank you for being polite with your manners. Please and thank you.
Yeah. Look, statistically, the Bears are really good defensively.
No doubt about
statistically, it. Statistically, the Texans are really good defensively.
Yep.
I mean, when you talk about points given up, I think they're separated by one or less. So don't sit there and say that, well, the Bears are the better defensive football team. They went out and got Khalil Mack. That's great. But you know what? The front seven for the Texans is pretty damn good, too. Mm-hmm. Secondary's playing a lot better. They're about to get some help. Joseph's going to be back. Colvin's going to be back. That's going to make this team deeper in the secondary as well. So the defense that's been this good this year is getting better. I'm not saying that the Texans are an elite defense. They're not a top five defense, but they're getting close, especially when you look at just the numbers of what they're doing. Now, competition, that's another thing. Strength of schedule, sure, we can discuss that too. But you know what? You got to play who they put in front of you.
Played head-to-head, Barry, I just did what the tiebreakers would be. Similar mutual opponents that both teams have played. Well, guess what? Both teams have played the Miami Dolphins. You crapped the bed,
yeah.
And the Texans beat that ass.
Dolphins put up 18 in the fourth quarter in overtime to beat the Bears.
So it's the Vikings division, right? We all agree to that?
Yes.
Please. Oh, I just pulled a Patrick. My bad.
I just wanted to see what Please Joel was going to say.
No, I completely think it's the Vikings division to lose.
Yeah, I would agree
And
with
we
that.
Said that at the start of the year, too.
Absolutely.
So,
I mean, look, I'm not... Well...
I know the Lions are tough, Barry. I can see where you're being torn in a different direction.
No, I mean,
there.
It's obviously...
Matt Stafford can sling that thing.
It's obviously a two-horse race, but don't sleep on the Bears. Listen, Patrick, I'm not suggesting that the Bears are not a good football team. I'm not suggesting that at all. In fact, I think if the Texans went on the road and played the Bears, they'd probably lose that game, but I think they beat them at home. So I think these teams are very similar right now in what they do.
Is this the Patrick that was calling me out on Ed Sullivan?
I don't know.
Because if it is, the Bears
fan,
do suck.
He's a Bulls
sure.
fan, Cubs fan, and obviously a Bears fan.
Yeah. I'm messing with you, Patrick.
Yeah. So when you look at the Bears, they've got three losses, right? So the Texans and the Bears have both lost to the Patriots. They both played the Dolphins.
We know how that went.
Yeah. And then the Bears have the loss to the Packers to start the season. Great comeback by Aaron Rodgers on one leg. So don't say you should have beat them. We could have won that game. Well, no, you got beat by a dude with one leg. So yeah. not a great game for the Bears.
And the reason why you had all the points that
about.
You had wasn't Mitchell Trubisky. It was the fact that your defense created opportunities thanks to one Khalil Mack.
Beat the Cardinals by two. So there's a big feather in your
that's
cap.
That's a freaking gold
that's
star.
The thing, is if you're, okay, so I'll say this. Everyone that talks trash about me and my pick with the Texans and how I think that they're a top 10 team. Well, and then, you know, yesterday on...
But aren't you saying just for right now?
I'm saying right now. It's week to week. A power rankings is week to week.
Yeah.
If the Texans lose next week, guess what? They're out. But I'm just going week to week. That's what it is. Right now, they're playing really good football. That's why you win six in a row in the NFL. So
I'm with you, dude. I mean, when you consider the win streak, it is hard to win football games. Yes, a lot of them were sloppy. No doubt.
Okay, so we talk about, the Texans, they're not that good. The Bears would beat them handily. Okay, so when you compare schedules, tell me which of these Bears wins is the most impressive to you. The Bills, the Jets, the Bucks, the Cardinals, or the Seahawks?
Boom.
They have one game.
Seattle. Is
that's
the
an impressive
one.
Win.
The Seahawks, yeah.
And it was at home. It wasn't even on the road.
It would have been more impressive in Seattle.
Sure. And so
Suck it, Patrick!
But you look at the Texans. And again, I'm not suggesting that they have great wins. Colts. Cowboys, Bills, Jags, Dolphins, but they did beat the Broncos, and they did it on the road. They beat the Jags when the Jags were playing decently on the road as well. But they have one good win right now, the Broncos. And the Dolphins were a decent win.
While he was talking, my good friend Jim called in. Nick didn't put him on the air. And Jim was very quick to let me know that the Dolphins played the Bears, and they hammered them! They hammered them right off the field!
For $7, they hammered them.
I want $7.23 and a beer. And they hammered them.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, the Texans hammered the Dolphins, and the Dolphins beat that ass. So tell
right.
Flipper, if you want to blame someone, blame Flipper.
In fact, I'll be honest. I think offensively the Bears are probably a little bit better than the Texans, offensively.
Well, now, because they can run the game. They got two they running
two,
backs.
Yeah, they have two running backs, and the receiving corps is – the Texans is probably better, I think, especially if they're not injured, but in terms of receiving, but they're running alone.
Yeah.
Helps them so much.
But the Texans are getting
some help
back.
You better hope
that
second
too.
Running back runs the hell out of it, Nick.
Dude, he scored me 2 points after I traded for
nice
him.
Nice pickup. Way to go.
Damn.
Friday at 2:30. Nick's going to give us his fantasy football do's and don'ts, and I just suggest you don't.
I'm hoping it's just a one-game slump.
Fantasy do's and don'ts. Don't listen to Nick's advice.
Don't listen to Nick, and whatever he says, do the opposite, and your fantasy team will win.
Oh, look. I just got a text.
From?
This is Luna, volunteering with Invisible. Today's the big day. The polls are open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. across Texas. Let me know if you need help finding your polling place. We can count on you to get out and vote. What should I send?
You should send back. Look, I've always
been... What usually send?
Just tell them I've always been a fan of strip clubs. Can you tell me where the polling place near my house is best?
Aren't you going to say, like, I'm going to bang your wife like you did with the other one?
I just responded, your mom.
That's it?
Your mom. Your mom. That's it.
I think you should have elaborated a little bit further.
Nah. But I'm Pat. I'm over it.
Some people call them strip clubs. Some people call them polling places. Okay. Hey, you know what? We're rolling through hour number two of the big show. That means we've got another hour plus to go. And if you want to be a part of it, you certainly can. 713-780-3776. That is the number here at the station, the HRNP listener line, where you can call and you can text. You can also hit us up via Twitter, and we'll be happy and oblige people like Patrick, even if you have way off base takes.
We love you, Patrick.
Yeah. Call in again, Patrick, when you want to talk about something non-Chicago. Right now, I do want to tell you about the good people at Infuse Energy. I've been telling you about them for quite a while. I switched to Infuse Energy a little over a year ago, and I'm not kidding. They actually put the data behind why I'm saving so much money on my energy bills, and they also do it to pinpoint, for your house in particular, when you use energy the most, when you use it the least, and you can look at a schedule of 24 hours at a time and see where are the high peak periods of energy usage in your house, and it really helps you because then you can say, well, what's running at that time of the day, whether I'm at home or not? Or, you know, you can pinpoint ways where you can even reduce your energy usage while you're involved with Infuse Energy. I'm telling you, check them out. They have so many different ways they can save you money. It's infuseenergy.com, or you can call 844-INFUSE2. That's 844-463-8732. Right off the top, if you mention ESPN 97.5, you're going to get a $25 bill credit, and they're going to go from there. They're 100% honest all the time, and that means that sometimes they have to be really honest and let you know that there's competition out there that can beat their rates. It doesn't happen often, but when they do, they want to make sure that they tell you, because they want to be like a trusted friend that you can count on to be honest, whether you use them now or sometime down the road. You'll remember that they were honest, and you'll come back to them to make sure that they can help you at another time. They build relationships. They're like a trusted friend, and they're never going to try and screw you over. I don't know about you, but that's exactly what I want from any company, especially an energy company. It's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that always has your back. Infuse energy into your life.
ESPN 97.5. The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Back on the big show. Hour number two, three-hour extravaganza. Well, and an extrapolate. I don't know what the hell we're doing there. We
can
extrapolate something if you need to pull it out.
You're drunk.
Well.
A couple of house cleaning things.
I used my Wizinator during the break.
Somebody texted and said, I don't know what vaunted Dallas defense you were watching last night, Barry, but those boys couldn't get off the field on third down. Curious what the Titans stats were on third down. I wasn't suggesting that. In fact, I'm pretty sure I said that a Dallas defense that had played pretty well all year long, third in points given up in the NFL, of points allowed, didn't play well last night. They gave up 28 to a Titans offense that's not very good, one of the worst statistically points-wise in the league this year. So not what I said at all. In fact, it was the complete opposite. I said that they did not have a good game defensively last night. And for this one texter who number ends in 8826, first of all, bro, I saw the first one. You don't have to send the same text 50 times. Second of all, you're wrong. He said the Bears' overall defensive stats are third in the league. The Texans are 19th. You, sir, are looking at yards, total yards per game, which last time I checked, they don't put on the scoreboard to count wins and losses. It's points per game that counts wins and losses, and that's what I was referring to when I said Chicago is fourth in the NFL at 19.1, and the Texans are seventh at 20.4. So when I said that they were about a point apart, that's what I was talking about, not yards. I don't care who has more or less yards. That doesn't matter to me. Points matter. So that was the point about them being right there defensively. I just feel like I'm having to like shoot shots off of like all day. People are just coming at me left and right, attacking my viewpoint. Okay, that's fine. But just if you're gonna quote me something that I said, be accurate. That's all. Just quote me accurately.
Damn those text messages,
man. I'm voting for all new listeners.
Well, the polls are open till 7. If you're in line at least at 7 o'clock, you can wait it out.
I vote y'all listen. How about that? I just vote you listen.
Can you vote in New Mexico?
I don't know. That's good.
Just throwing it out there. All right, you want to get some of these?
Yeah, let's do this.
Let's go Byron first because he's solely focused on the topic that we've already touched on, The Texans. What's up, Byron?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, man. How are you?
All right. I was just saying, you look at the Chiefs record and you look at the Texans, compare and contrast, the Texans and the Chiefs to me are similar. They got a wide receiver, they got a running, they got a decent tight end. And I just got a question. Do you think it's Bill O'Brien's stubbornness or his lack of creativity that's going to cost him his job?
Appreciate the call, Byron. Did I hear that right?
You saw my reaction non-verbally.
I'll let you guys handle that.
You guys know sometimes I do other things with the text
multitask
line. Yeah, I try. Yeah. Did I hear him say that the Texans and the Chiefs
very similar?
Were similar?
Not even close.
No.
Byron, I love you, bud. But the only similarity between the Chiefs and the Texans is that they play in the Central Time Zone. That is literally the only
thing that
they have in common.
And they both have young quarterbacks drafted in the same draft within two picks of each other.
Honest to God, if you had to pick, though, who would you take?
Yes, I get it.
Exactly. I'll take Tyreek Hill over DeAndre Hopkins.
The running games of both teams are severely on par.
You could argue with me about Hill and Hopkins. You could argue with me, but you can't argue with me about Hunt and Miller. No way, no how.
The running game, it's not even close.
Travis Kelce versus... You can take all three, and the two rookies, and I'll still take Travis Kelce.
And can we go to the other side of the ball for just a second? Because you can sit there and try and give you yards for the Bears versus the Texans, but you're going to tell me that the Chiefs' defense compared to the Texans' defense?
That's also not even close.
Come on, man.
Chiefs giving up 25 a game.
Yes.
No. Those teams cannot be more opposite.
The only thing that's going to keep the Chiefs from going a long way is their defense.
Yeah. So, I love you to death, Byron.
And here's the other thing, Byron. Bill O'Brien ain't going anywhere. He's won 6 in a row now. He's going to be up for – he's actually going to be up for Coach of the Year because of this turnaround.
Oh.
And the fact of the matter is what we've stated all along, which is he signed a 4-year extension, and he isn't even in the first year of that. They are not giving him that much money to walk away.
You know how cocky Bill O'Brien is when the Texans win. When they go 9-7, look how cocky he is. We made the playoffs, 9-7. Could you imagine if he was in the running for coach of the year?
Oh, he's going to be in the running
for coach of the year.
How cocky
he would be? Holy crap. I might have to move and become like a Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
There's plenty of season left. I don't think he'll be coach of the year.
No. You don't think so?
No, I think there's plenty of time for him to crap the bed.
Think about how he set the table. When they had lost 3 in a row.
Listen to this schedule. It's not difficult down the stretch. Redskins, Titans, Browns, Colts, Jets, Eagles, Jags.
All of them are winnable games with an exception of what? The Eagles probably?
Eagles is on the road.
Those
many
games?
If the Jags are out, they might mail it in. If they still got an outside shot, then it might be a tough game.
The Eagles is on the road in the winter. That's going to be a very difficult game December 23rd.
Absolutely.
And I think the Eagles will be rounding into shape, and I think that they lose that game. But they can beat the Jets, Colts, Browns, and Titans.
Yep.
They can beat the Redskins.
So can the Bears. Oh, never mind.
Yeah, they can beat the Jags.
But they're going to have to lose like one or two games in the next 6 games for him to
be in the running. It is not unrealistic to think that this team, with this schedule down the stretch, could end up at 12-4. That is not unreal. They're sitting at 6-3. If they lose the Eagles game and win the rest of those games, It's not unrealistic to say that they could be 12-4. Do I think that'll happen? Absolutely not.
I don't think
they're
so gonna,
they'll lose some of these divisional games because Absolutely. That's just how divisional games go. Mm-hmm. But 10
he
wins?
He set the table, by possible. The way, for all of this when they were 0-3, and he kept harping to the media in his press conferences. Guys, I don't think you know how difficult it is to win an NFL game. And he's still getting mocked
he
for
barely
that.
Knows
but
how
now
hard
that he's won
too.
Six straight. He's going to tell you how difficult it is because it's going to just put another feather in his cap.
Somebody asked, Barry, do you honestly think that the Texans can realistically make it out of the first round? I think it depends on who they play. I think if they play the Bengals and AJ Green is hobbled, and I think they can beat the Bengals.
I agree.
If they face the Chargers, I don't know. I really like the Chargers. I think that's a pretty damn good football team.
They're supposed to get Bosa back this month, too. Yeah, and that's a big advantage when their defense
I think
gets
that
him.
This team is more one and done than continuing, but they're going to be playing a wild card because they won the division. So it's not unrealistic to think that they wouldn't beat a wild card team depending on who it is. But I think this team is either one and done or, like I said, I did that podcast last night and they asked the same question. What is this team going to do? They'll make the playoffs, but congratulations. You get bounced in the first round or you get to go get beat by the Patriots again. Again.
And Titan Hugo
Stop
does
me
have
if
a
you've
fair
heard this
point
before.
That the Titans are still in the conversation because they won the first head-to-head with them. And in the loss column, it's only a one-game difference. That's why it's going to be such a big game when they play here in Houston for the second time. Because if they win that game and they, like you said, with that cupcake of a schedule, they don't slip up too much, they should win the division. But they're not out of the woods yet.
Yeah, and the Titans' schedule isn't very difficult either down the stretch. They do have the Patriots next. So I think that they're obviously losing that game. They're definitely going to be 4-5 going into the Colts matchup and then the Texans, Jets, Jags, Giants, Redskins, Colts. So
that's,
not a difficult.
Yeah,
they've got two tough games left, as do the Texans. With
so,
the
Nick,
Redskins
you're right. There's a chance for Bill O'Brien not to be in the running and for them to slip up, but the schedule isn't exactly
daunting.
But,
hey, if he goes on another win streak, I don't know how you keep him out of the running. I just
another one. This one ain't over. Yeah. I mean, they could keep going.
Right.
And they control their own destiny. If they beat if they win that game at home versus the Titans, it's
yeah, then that's what I was going to say. Then it is over, for sure.
It's fully in their hands.
Mito, hang in there. We'll get you to start the third hour, so don't go anywhere. The usual suspects are on ESPN 97.5, going to be joined by the Sports Mappers in just mere minutes. It's the final hour of the show coming up next. If I ever did it, thank you.
ESPN 97.5.